Indiana's contested Senate seat will stay with the Republicans as Congressman Todd Young took an easy victory over longtime Democrat Evan Bayh. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Annie Ropeek has more on what led to Bayh's 10-point loss.
Indiana Democrats pulled out all the stops to try and win this Senate race. In July, they replaced their initial candidate, former Congressman Barron Hill, with someone they thought could beat the hard-right third-term congressman from Bloomington, Todd Young. That someone was Evan Bayh, a former governor here and multi-term senator, and the son of Birch Bayh, another former senator who authored major civil rights legislation in the 1960s and 70s. But this race ended with Young declaring victory.
This seat belongs to the Hoosiers who are struggling to pay for increasing health care premiums. They're furious at their government, which has left them in this situation.
For many, Evan Bayh had become part of that Washington establishment. He was popular with Indiana labor unions and educators, but in 2010, after a decade in the Senate, he made an abrupt exit from state politics to go work as a consultant for a D.C. lobbying firm. That gave Bayh a tough reputation to overcome, say supporters like Justin Allen.
He's viewed as kind of an insider. He's won a lot of elections before, so I just don't think that helps somebody like Evan Bayh.
Bayh's early lead eroded steadily under an onslaught from Republicans. The Senate campaign wound up costing $60 million, much of it spent on attack ads about Bayh's lobbying days and his support of policies such as the Affordable Care Act. Those ads paid off in the end, earning Todd Young 52% of the Hoosier vote to Bayh's 42%. In his concession speech, the first of his political career, Bayh asked supporters to come together with those who voted the other way.
Because at this critical hour, America needs unity more than anything else.
Evan Bayh's loss was one of several that kept Senate control out of reach for Democrats. So in January, Todd Young will return to Washington on the majority side of the aisle. He'll work with now senior Indiana Senator Joe Donnelly, a Democrat who will face his first re-election bid in 2018. For Here and Now, I'm Annie Ropeek in Indianapolis.